We're back in studio, second Outdoor Report of the Hour with Kathy Pierce from Nagani, talking about her five-pointer she got this year on Saturday, second day of season. And Kathy, thanks for hanging around.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
You kind of gave us your backstory a little bit, and how you got into hunting really was because of your two sons.
Right.
You wanted to kind of make it a family type affair every year where you would all go deer hunting together and everything that goes along with it, the preparation and whatnot. So this year, you actually were in Marquette County still.
Yes.
And you kind of told us how on opening day you had the same set of does that kept coming in on a regular basis. So you got your five-pointer on the second day of season. So let's start out by talking through that morning and how things kind of went down.
Okay. Well, I rode my four-wheeler down to my blind, and I drove right to my feed pile, and I had the one doe was standing right behind my log jam that I have there, and she never moved all the while I dumped my bait.
Oh.
She stayed right there, and I went back to my blind then. And
this is the one that you talked to, by the way?
Yeah, this is the one I talked to, because I told her, bring your friends. Bring your boyfriends.
Especially if you got a girlfriend that's really frisky.
So yeah, I went back to my blind then, and I got settled, and by the time I looked up again, then there was the second doe in there. So they were both in there, and then they left, and then they were back around noontime, and then they left, and I had the blue jays and the chippies and the squirrels, all that coming in and out, so something to watch.
So you sat all day long?
I did. Yes.
Wow, that's hardcore, Kathy.
I did, yes.
I give you a lot of props for that. Not a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I did. I took lunch and I sat all day.
Okay, so midday, kind of boring, you said, watching some other animals.
Yes.
Then what happened in the afternoon?
Well, then I decided to straighten up a little bit, so I had my radio on all day, both days as well, of course, on this station.
You listened to the outdoor show, were you?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Thank you.
And so I just decided to kick back, and I took a nap for about an hour. And when I woke up and I sat and looked around again, there where I saw the buck coming in that I actually shot.
Well, so you woke up from a nap to a buck?
I did, coming in, yes, on a totally different trail that just out of nowhere he came in.
Wow. So let's talk about this for a second. You woke up from a nap. You look out and you see a buck coming. I mean, you had to be really surprised.
I was very surprised, yes.
So let's talk about what you did at that point.
At that point, I looked at him with my binoculars. I checked him out, and he looked really nice. And he just kept walking down to the bait pile. And he was in there for a little bit, but he had his back to me, so I couldn't get a shot at him. And
How long was that wait?
I would say that was probably about a 7-minute wait, but it seemed like forever.
Of course, yeah. So, you had your window open and your blind.
I did, yeah.
You got your rifle up now at this point, and you're just sitting there waiting.
Yeah, I had my rifle up on him, and I couldn't get comfortable with it, so I had to set it back down, take my jacket off, give myself some space, and then I was able to, he turned at that point, so I put the scope back on him, and I was able to squeeze the trigger.
And what happened at that point?
At that point, he did take off, and I sat for about 15 minutes, and I put another shell in my gun. I only put one shell at a time.
Oh.
So I put another shell in there, and I walked over to where I thought he probably went, and that was where he went, which was probably about 15 feet from my bait pile. And I gave him a poke with my gun, and he
He dropped really quick.
He did.
He didn't run at all.
No.
Wow, that's good. And no. What did you shoot him with?
A 243.
Another 243.
Muddy girl.
Really? Yeah, that is a trending as the, you know, small person, women, kids. 243 is the number one caliber this year.
Yep.
It's amazing how many people I've interviewed this year that have used the 243.
It's a nice gun.
It does the trick, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, congratulations on your second buck.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you kind of talking through the whole story with us here on the Outdoor Show.
No problem, Adam. Thank you for having me.
Any shout outs you want to give?
Well, I just want to say that I'm very grateful to my son, Ryan, my son, Bob. my daughter-in-law, Sarah, and my grandson, Tony, for supporting me going.
There you go. Hunting Kathy Pierce. Look at you, Buck Slayer. This is The Outdoor Show.